Hello, Topical listeners. It's your friend and host, Leslie Price. Today's episode is part of our month-long effort here at OPR to highlight Mental Health Awareness Month, which, yes, was back in May, but we're only a month behind, which really isn't that bad. It's really more like 2 weeks if you think about it, so I don't know what everyone's complaining about. I mean, Jesus, give us a break. Would you rather we not talk about any of this stuff at all? Would that make you happy? You know, it's this kind of pressure that sets people over the edge, and then one day they just snap and... Sorry about that. Just breathe, Leslie. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We'll be back in a moment. It's an affliction that many people don't like to talk about, but one that more and more people are suffering from each day, especially around this time of year. In fact, it's reported that more Americans than ever before are regularly experiencing intrusive thoughts of their father naked. But how exactly can we keep the image of our father's nude and weathered body out of our psyche more effectively? Well, today we're joined by Dr. Laura Daubert to give us some helpful advice on just that. Dr. Daubert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Leslie. Happy to be here.
So this is a scenario I think a lot of listeners can relate to. You're at home cooking dinner or listening to a podcast while you're doing the dishes when all of a sudden, bang, you're suddenly invaded by thoughts of your father stripping nude, completely nude. Head to toe, balls and all, and you're powerless to stop it. What should someone do when faced with such a situation?
Well, first off, it's important to make sure that listeners know that even though these perverse thoughts of your father's naked body are unhealthy, you are not powerless to stop thinking about its contours and how it glistens with sweat from a hard day's work.
Or maybe from making love to your mother.
That's right. When you feel titillating thoughts like this coming on, you just need to remind yourself that these are only thoughts of your father's tight ass, and they exist only in your head.
That's reassuring. It can feel so scary when the image of your nude father gyrating his hips creeps into your head. Sometimes it feels so real, you know, like he's standing right in front of me slapping his penis against his thighs. But you're right, it's nothing more than a thought.
Exactly.
But what if you can't avoid it? What if you're already picturing your father's gray, unkempt body hair that covers every inch of him? How do you reset, so to speak?
Well, again, I can't stress enough that you should not be thinking about your father lotioning up his bare paunch. But if you find yourself doing so, it's important that you acknowledge, rather than avoid, the thoughts of your father's hairy chest and how it's just begging you to run your fingers through it. Because the more taboo you make it, the hotter it will become, and the more you'll end up thinking about it.
Yeah.
So it's important to face this problem head on.
Interesting.
Now, to reset, I actually have a little trick for this that I want to walk you through.
All right.
Okay. I want you to think about your father totally naked. Are you doing it?
Oh, yes.
Great. Now that you have him naked in your head, try putting a G-string on him, and then maybe some pasties over his taut erect nipples, and then steadily keep adding clothes until he's completely covered up.
Oh, wow, that does work.
I'm glad. In the end, though, it's essential that you know what triggers these thoughts, so you can prevent them from ever happening in the first place. For example, I find myself compelled to think about my father naked right now, but I know it's only because he's standing nude right in front of me as we speak.
I love you so much, darling. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Dad.
Oof, it's so chilly in here.
But because I'm aware that seeing my father naked causes these thoughts, I know to look somewhere else, like on the other side of the room where my brother is standing naked.
Hey, Laura, pay no attention to me.
Will do, Jeffrey. See? Not thinking about my father naked.
Wow, and now I'm thinking about your father and brother naked instead of my own. You're good, Dr. Daubert.
Well, thank you. Years of practice.
Really helpful stuff. I want to thank Dr. Laura Daubert for coming on today. If you or a loved one can't stop thinking about your own father bending his naked body over and using his wrinkled hands to spread his hairy little ass cheeks, you can find a list of helpful resources at our website. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your daddy's little ding-dong isn't the only thing going on in the world today, so listen up. Here's what else you need to know today. Move over MAGA. The Trump campaign has announced they'll be unveiling a brand new all-coughing slogan for supporters to chant at future rallies. The president's re-election team is confident the new hack-filled rallying cry will quickly catch on among the large enthusiastic crowds, and they're hopeful that it could even spread beyond the president's supporter base. And the man looking to take down President Trump in November is feeling pretty good today, too. Joe Biden was reportedly very flattered to find out that his 1994 crime bill is suddenly receiving so much attention. Calling it, quote, one of his better pieces of work, the presidential hopeful found it incredibly gratifying to see so many people gravitating toward his violent crime control and law enforcement act, even so many years after writing it. And finally, some good news today, as a new report has found that everything we're going through right now is going to be a goddamn walk in the park compared to what's coming in 2027. Always good to hear. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. As the son of a father, I want to take a moment to wish all the dads out there listening a wonderful Father's Day. The effect you have on a child is truly unlike any other. Sorry, moms. If my father hadn't totally avoided a relationship with me growing up, he might have pushed me to be the best version of myself and to do something meaningful with my life. But thankfully, he didn't give a shit about me. So I ended up with this cushy gig getting paid every day to read off of a piece of paper. And I couldn't be happier. So thanks, Dad. And thank you all, as always, for listening. Have a happy Father's Day.